ABC Radio Australia.
Aloha, my name is Simoya Dide. I'm working at the Tuvalu Meteorological Service, and I'm the communication officer under the climate division.
What do you do on a daily basis here?
So if there is a warning, especially for during inundation, that's my duty to inform the people for the inundation, you know, just to let the people know the place that will be affected by the inundated.
Yeah, sure.
When I disseminate, you know, or giving out the information to our stakeholder, for our perspective to, you know, the leaders to make sure to deliver as well to their community. Not only like we only give the information to them, but for the leaders, especially for our stakeholders in the outer island, to make sure to, you know, to pass on, not like to keep by themselves. So for us, the Tuvalu Meteorological Service, especially for my task, I kept email to them. Did you, pass on to your community level, you know, like that?
Is that a forecaster?
Yeah, what's happening over here? What's this guy doing with the little house over there?
He's an observer.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing now the taking the weather observation.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is in that box that he just opened up, which looks like a letterbox, a big letterbox?
Yeah, Stevenson screen.
Stevenson
right
screen?
Inside is the temperature.
Can we go and have a look?
Yeah, if you want.
Can we go and check it out?
Yeah.
Can we go over there now? So we started walking over to the guy who was just trying to do his job. He's now being approached by the two of us, holding microphones. We're in a fenced-off area, only big enough to fit a few cars in, so not very big. And when I say fence, you could easily step over it. It's more for show. But inside on the grass are the things that read the weather, and I'm pretty sure they have other names. This is Tuvalu's Meteorological Service, right next to the airport in Funafuti.
Hi, my name is Charles. I'm a senior observer for Tuvalu Met Service.
Now, we saw you walking over to what looks like a white box on a stand here in front of us. Can you just show us what you were doing in there?
Okay. This is called a Stevenson screen. This is where we usually use the thermometer, but now we change to the intelligence.
Okay.
This is called the.
At this point, Charles opens up the white box. It folds down from the bottom. Inside, there is about four long glass tubes, maybe the length of a size 9 shoe. And this is what Charles takes the weather information from.
So, your role is different from those who measure the atmospheric weather or temperature?
Yeah, the observer usually observe all the, like, writing down the data and the observations, like the wind, where the wind came from, then you have to compare it with the AWS. It's like automatic weather stations.
Mm.
So we have sensors on top there. They usually measure the wind speed and all. But when you come outside here, you have to measure manual, because we already trained. We already went to Fiji for observation training. So when we came back, so we have to compare our observation, a manual, with the AWS, the automatic, with the computers and all.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been working for more than 10 years now.
All right. Wow.
So this is like 10 years and nearly 11 years.
So when there's a cyclone, does that mean that you have to come out here every hour and measure the rain still?
Yes, yes. Even if it's raining during like 3 a.m. in the morning,
no way. Yeah.
During cyclone, you have to be out here.
Yeah,
Never mind the wind or the rain, you should come and
you gotta take the measurement.
Pacific Prepared.